CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast on demand. For your convenience, we do this.
Sure do. So I think I've got the hiccups.
Do you? You don't have gut burnies like me. I went out and...
Why do you have gut burn?
I just always have it. You know how I always
you
have
went
it.
You went out where? Where did you be gone?
No, I just went out to get like quick ease and to get that Gaviscol stuff.
Oh, really?
To just pour down my throat. Get rid of the burn.
I mean,
it's been burning constantly for days at the moment.
What's on your mind? Maybe your gut is telling you.
Or I've got an ulcer or something, but it should be. I thought that was what was going on with you there.
Where?
Just then when you were hiccupping, I thought you had a bit of reflux or a bit of
I don't know what burn. Was going on. It's probably because I'm puffed right up the stairs. Who knows? Anyway, hello, Adam.
How are you going?
Yeah, good. And you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
WYD?
Oh, what happened
today?
We talked about Harry Styles a bit, the leakage.
Yeah.
Harry Styles has a leakage issue. a bit of lifeblood conversation. Freelance festival in Lonnie happening.
That actually sounds amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
I would like to go.
Yeah, well, Sue emailed after we interviewed her and said, thanks for the interview. Hope you guys can make it up there. So it would be, I've no problem.
It'd actually be really good.
I've no
good.
Problem with going up and having a look.
Yeah, so if you want to know more about it, listen in, because we do have a good chat with her. But yeah, if you're business minded or, you know, even if you're trying to build a following and become an influencer or anything.
Or like a musician or a comedian.
Yeah, literally.
Or if you want some food.
Are we going to do the comedian one?
You want a prize? No, I don't know about that.
I thought it'd be funny.
The workshop.
Skits. Skits.
Hey, should you get me six skits? we talked today about should the man pay on the first date, and don't worry, we've got Melanie back on the line. Don't you fret. From yesterday, I accidentally called someone that was in my phone that I went on one date with. Accidentally called her yesterday, trying to call my sister, but we called her again today.
By the way, did you end up telling your sister this?
No. She don't care. She's Gen Z. She's like a teenager. She's broody. She don't care. She's got no idea that all that happened.
No idea at all. But your mum would know. So hopefully your mum shared the stories around.
She probably knows, yeah. So I don't know. I don't know whether Melanie knows yet or not that happened. But
how funny.
Anyway, because me and Melanie went on that date, we obviously had to talk to her and find out what she thinks about should the man pay on the date.
Yeah.
We've got some good opinions in, some controversial ones on the Facebook.
Some great opinions.
Some supreme gentlemen on there.
A wide range of opinions.
Yes, they were all covered, weren't they?
Yeah.
Very dangerous to have your name associated with some of those opinions out there on Facebook with your profile. They're brave, stunning and brave. That's what it is. So, and we even got Renner on the line at the end.
Love, love, love.
We've covered everyone.
Daz.
He's at the start, so you don't even have to wait for that one. He's right at the start.
Bless his cotton socks. Got to get Daz's opinion.
Yeah, so it was all happening today.
Kind man in the room next door.
How did we fit it into 4 hours? I don't know. Find out here.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Let's get it on for another day.
Yeah, let's do it, play you.
Let us do it. Thursday. Yeah. Already at Thursday.
Can you
believe shorter
it?
Week. Another short one next week.
Froth a short week.
On today's show, we're coming up next, 5 second rule. Wake us up with a 5 second rule.
Wow. energetic today, Matt.
How about those mic stands, though? Hang on. Whoa, that is some good quality equipment. Yeah. How good is the equipment?
Cute. Stop it. Anyway, moving on.
We're also talking today, should men pay on the first date, or is it... what's the actual wording, Ari, of the question? Is it expected?
Should men be expected to pay on the first date?
Should men be expected to pay on the first date? It's going to get heated.
Yeah.
We'll get to it soon. Who dat with Tim Allen today? You know, Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
Tim the Tool Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Tim Allen.
Yeah.
Bit of respect, Ari. Apologise.
I wasn't even doing anything.
And today in history, later on in the show as well, Sue Bell's going to join us to talk about the freelance festival that's coming up. We'll have another update from Lifeblood Taz. Ari has something she hasn't told me about.
Oh, it's pretty exciting.
Dog news. A bunch of stolen puppies have been returned to their owners. Oh, it's all happening. Harry Styles is on the agenda. So stay with us. Here's Gaga, CFM, Zimba 6. Morning.
Morning.
Adam and Ari.
Hello.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 107.7 CFM.
Lady Gaga on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We're about to play 5 second rule first. We have Julie from La Trobe on at 1300 655 922. How are you, Julie from La Trobe?
Yeah, a little bit stiff and sore, but that's okay. I was talking to one of your working colleagues last night at a Pacific venue in Devonport. She worked very hard, and we're just sort of like wondering if you would like to join us one Wednesday night.
All right.
What was this for?
Aqua Combat.
Oh, you were with Ren. You were with Renna.
This is in the pool, is it?
My word, it is.
And oh my God!
We work very hard for almost an hour. Whoa.
It actually sounds like so much fun. Renna was telling me about it yesterday. The only issue is 6:30 is like my bedtime.
Oh, now come on!
Is there an earlier session?
No, not for combat. No, but like. You were saying that you're in the gym actually at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, it was 3:30 the other morning. Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe you could give that a miss and sort of be in bed the night before just a little bit later.
That's a good point. Is there any aqua combat at 3:30 in the morning?
No.
Yeah, how about we all get up at 3 and we'll meet at 3:30 for some aqua combat?
Well, maybe if you could sort of like get the destination, Splash, to organise that, well, yeah, fine.
We'll see what we can do, hey? We'll hold you to it.
I'll call some friends. That sounds amazing. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, well, you'll have to give this a little bit of thought. Ren's going to tackle you over it too.
Oh, she will. Oh,
she definitely
She's
will.
She's very violent. She'll be tackling. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the words. The way this works is we've only got 5 seconds to say the words. You can play along listening as well. See if
nice
you can beat
on,
us.
Adam.
Cheers. Cheers for that. Yep. Not bad, was it?
Yeah, okay.
Pretty pro. Am I going first? You first. Mm-hmm. All right. And you listening, see if you can beat Ariel. At this one, in 5 seconds, can you please name 3 reality TV shows?
Married at First Sight, Love Island, and Big Brother. That was in.
I'm going to have to give it to you, but it was just, I think.
It was just in.
That was just.
I don't really watch reality TV shows.
Yeah. I liked The Hills in 2006.
Oh. Yeah, just, now The Hills were good.
Just for the craft of the thing, the editing was so clever. Made it look like a soap opera and stuff. Yeah. It was brilliant. Really well done on the editing side.
Okay, here we go, Adam. And if you're listening along with us, 5 seconds to name 3 punctual marks.
Exclamation, full stop, comma, apostrophe. Ah, 4. Do I get extra points, bruh? Did you hear me do it?
I did hear you
we
do it.
We both did it today.
Oh, high five.
Yeah.
Go team.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Today on the Facebook page at CFM Tasmania is where you can find it. We're asking, are men always expected to pay on a first date? It's a hot debate, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is. Okay, Sean has jumped in and said, yes, for sure, chivalry should not be a thing of the past.
There's a lot of different opinions here, a lot of different rules.
Jake has said, depends on how much it is and if they're worth it.
Now, a first date, what if the date is just a couple of drinks? People go up to the bar and order their own and come back, sit at the table, you know what I mean?
If you're going up to the bar and ordering your own,
there's no bill sort of thing.
Then you pay your own drink.
But then if you're the man, should you say, oh, sit down, baby. I've got this.
You know what is really attractive in a person, though, is if you do sit down and they go, can I get you a drink? It's like, damn! I was like, oh, my God, I'll receive that. Thank you.
Yeah, I think I did that. I'm just trying to think, because we had, of course, Melanie on the show yesterday, who I went on a Tinder date with. We accidentally called a former Tinder date yesterday.
That was the funniest moment in our show, like, ever. Yes, I do remember that.
If you missed it, I was trying to call my sister Melanie and accidentally called someone called Melanie in my phone. I didn't remember how I knew her until afterwards.
And then you both remembered.
Yeah.
So that was fun. Yeah, so did you pay for the drinks?
We just got drinks, and I think I paid for her first one. We both had one, and then she went and got herself one, but I was still drinking mine. She just went and did it. But I think you should at least offer.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. So let's say you sit down, they offer you a drink, then I would then think that the other person would then go, oh, I'll now get you a drink.
Yeah.
It's like a courtesy thing, like a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
One for one.
Yeah. And
but that's drinks.
If it's a meal as well, I think you should if you're a fella, because, I mean, you're only going to get good points, aren't you?
Only winning Browning points. But then also, I don't think that the lady should just sit there and, like, not offer to pay.
Yeah,
or she should offer. Or whoever they're on a date with.
She should offer. He should insist.
Yeah.
Because on a first date, it's all about pretending you're a good guy. Next up, let's try and ask Daz on 7AD, get his thoughts. What do you say? We'll try.
He's a hot man. He'll know.
Yeah. On the spot too. He doesn't know we're going to ask him, but we'll ask him next after Gin Blossom CFM morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Today we're talking about should a man pay on the first date as a hot debate. We do have Darren Kerwin in the room next door, 7AD.
He's a wise.
Wise.
A very wise man.
We want his wisdom, but I think he's ducked downstairs.
All right. I'm going to go run downstairs.
We need his opinion, yep.
He's probably getting a coffee.
Now you can connect to the desk through your phone.
Yep, okay.
So
yep,
connect yep, away, yep. run connect. Down, okay. interrupt his coffee. He could be in the toilet for all we know.
Can you hear me? I'm connected.
Yeah, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can't hear you.
Oh, you can't hear me. Well, she can't hear me.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Why can't I hear you?
Hang on. Yes.
There we go.
Yeah, sorry. I had to hit the button so you can hear.
Okay. All right, let's go after.
Yep.
On a mission, going down the stairs.
Good luck down there.
Here we go. Always out for a schmozo.
Oh, perfect. Get him outside in the nice fresh morning air.
So fresh. All right, here he is, Darren Kerwin. We found him. Good morning, Daz.
Good morning. What's this all about?
Okay, Daz. Dating scene. You're a wise gentleman yourself. Do men always have to pay on the first date?
Ooh. Yes.
It's a yes right. from Daz.
Well,
it's
I
a
don't
yes.
think they have to.
Yep,
let me just say that they should assume to,
yeah.
And if the partner, male or female, says, no, I'll pay half, I'll pay mine, then I think that opens up a new discussion and then on you go from there. But yes, 99% of the time, I think yes.
Okay, there we go. Any other questions for Daz?
No, that's it. We've got to the bottom of it. Thanks, Daz.
Pardon?
I just was thanking Daz. Can you hear me? We've lost her, but well, we sort of lost her at the end there, but we got our answer. Daz, yes, men should pay on the first date unless otherwise offered.
I'm puffed.
CFM, Ari's puffed.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Are men always expected to pay on a first date? Alex has written no. Woman spent, yeah, it's probably women he means. Not just one.
Yeah.
Women spent years fighting for equality and surely expecting the man to pay is a step backwards. Ooh, Alex, dangerous ground. You don't want him coming after you. I am happy for the man to pay, just not the woman to expect it, which I think is fair enough. Don't expect.
Yeah.
Don't be so spoiled.
Well, that's what the article and the divorce lawyer on TikTok has gone into explain. It's if your partner or the person you're dating is expecting you to pay, it's pretty much a walking red flag.
Don't be entitled.
Yes.
Good advice in life in general. You entitled little. Anyway, up next. up next, who dat? We're playing with Tim Allen today, Buzz Lightyear, Tim the Tool Man. All that stuff. The Santa Claus. That's next. CFM.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
DNCE, bit of cake by the ocean. Nothing wrong with a bit of cake by the ocean this morning here at CFM.
Great date idea.
Great date idea. Cake by the ocean,
yeah,
you think?
Yeah, go buy cake and sit. Oh, no, in the ocean.
Who pays for the cake?
Oh, great question. That's all I'm asking.
Oh, my God. This man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat? Who dat?
bet. I can't tell the difference.
All right, it's time to play Who Dat. How would you like to be in the draw to win a $150 voucher for a flu clean and wood heater assessment from Jensen's Quality Metalworks? Absolutely perfect going into winter. $150 voucher could be yours this prize giving Friday if you can identify the real Tim Allen in an audio lineup of three.
You know him, Tim Allen. He's the Santa Claus. He's in Galaxy Quest. He's in Toy Story 1, 2, 3, and 4, has Buzz Lightyear. He's Tim the Tool Man, remember?
Yes, Tim the Tool Man. Can you pick which audio clip is, in fact, him? The number is 1-300-655-922.
Remember, he's in Wild Hogs. He's in Jungle to Jungle.
He's in so many.
He's in the Santa Claus 2 and 3 as well. Forgot that.
Oh, great movies, by the way.
He's in Joe Somebody.
Okay, come on, Adam.
He's in something called Crazy on the Outside.
Play the clips.
All right, A, B, or C. Which one is Tim Allen at 1-300-655-922? His A.
We're still an art to finding people, but not anymore. Now, with cell phones, pretty soon, everybody's going to know where you are at any given moment.
And we got clip B.
You realize there's people in this business that do this stuff. And all of a sudden I go, oh, I got to call my lighting guy. So you're going to need a fill light and all this.
We got C.
We could talk some script ideas. Actually, I think you'd be great for a couple of parts in a couple of projects they have going on.
A, B, or C. Which is Tim Allen? Let's go again. Here's A.
We're still in art to find new people, but not anymore. Now with cell phones, pretty soon everybody's going to know where you are at any given moment.
Here's B.
You realize there's people in this business that do this stuff. And all of a sudden I go, oh, I got to call my lighting guy. So you're going to need a fill light and all this.
C.
We could talk some script ideas. Actually, I think you'd be great for a couple of parts in a couple of projects they have going on.
1-300-655-922. Which one's Tim Allen? CFM.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Or maybe
Ari talking over there. We're about to come back on.
Hello, darling.
Tane's and I, cloudy day. We're playing Who Dat.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who Dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Glenn from Somerset is on to play Who Dat. Just before we do, Glenn, give us your opinion. What do you think? Should men pay on the first date?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
It should be equal, or should the woman pay for the whole thing?
No, I think equal's the way to go.
Yeah, fair enough, Glenn. All right, I'll give you the three clips. You tell us which one is Tim Allen. All right, here's clip A.
We're still an art to find new people, but not anymore. Now with cell phones, pretty soon, everybody's going to know where you are at any given moment.
Here's clip B.
You realize there's people in this business that do this stuff. And all of a sudden I go, oh, I got to call my lighting guy. So you're going to need a fill light and all this.
Clip C.
We could talk some script ideas. Actually, I think you'd be great for a couple of parts in a couple of projects they have going on.
Glenn, which is Tim Allen?
Oh, I think it's clip A.
We're still an art to find new people, but not anymore. Now with cell phones, pretty soon, everybody's going to know where you are at any given
time. Glenn, mate, that's George Clooney.
Sorry, Glenn.
Sorry, mate.
Okay, have a good day.
See ya.
Hello, CFM, who's this?
Hello, it's Daniel.
Daniel, where are you from, mate?
Devonport.
Daniel from Devonport is on the line. We've only got two clips left, Daniel, B and C. I'll run them again. Here's B.
You realize there's people in this business that do this stuff. And all of a sudden I go, oh, I got to call my lighting guy. So you're going to need a fill light and all this.
Here's C.
We could talk some script ideas. Actually, I think you'd be great for a couple of parts in a couple of projects they have going on.
Which one's Tim Allen, Daniel?
B.
You realize there's people in this business that do this stuff. And all of a sudden I go, oh, I got to call my lighting guy. So you're going to need a fill light and all this.
Hey, Ari. Daniel's done it.
Oh,
correct.
Go, Daniel. You're in the draw to win a $150 voucher for a flu clean and wood heater assessment from Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Awesome.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Let's have a look back at history, see what we will learn from it or something.
Today in history, thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Alrighty. 21st of April today, Ari. What can we learn from it?
What can we, Adam?
Well, it was on this day in... See what we can learn from this. On this day in 1983, a fellow named Andrew Watts, right? He's a 15-year-old from England. He'd been sneezing constantly for 52 days. He was cured on this day after a session of acupuncture.
What?
Yep.
Simple. Get out.
Problem solved. On this day in 1989, about 100,000 Chinese students marched through Tiananmen Square in Beijing, ignoring government warnings and severe punishment. Troops with rifles and tanks fired at the demonstrators and those trying to block the military's advance into Tiananmen Square. Estimates of the death toll range from several hundred to several thousand, with thousands more wounded. We don't have an actual number because it's China and there's no information that comes out of China.
Next.
You know Tiananmen Square?
Nah.
The tank man, I see. I printed off the picture and everything. The tank, a student, right, with his shopping in hand, he was fed up and he walked and stood in front of the tanks and just stood there. And the tanks couldn't move. They tried to get around him and he walked to stay in front of them. He's known as the tank man. You ever seen this image of the tank man?
Nah.
I'm showing Ari an image of the tank man.
What an extraordinary person.
Yeah. No one's quite sure of his identity, but knowing the Chinese government.
But he's making history.
Yeah, good on him. And on this day in 1989, Game Boy was released.
Get out. Love a good Game Boy.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. Morning, all. Coming up this hour, before 8 o'clock, we're talking to Sue Bell about the Launceston Freelance Festival. We'll find out all about it and how it affects us here on the coast, how we can get involved if we're interested. Also, Word Sanger on the way, R-E-L. More ways to win with that one.
And I've got something to tell you, talk to you about. There is something on my mind.
Ari's got a surprise for me. We'll do the surprise next. Here's Smashy. The Smash Mouth, but I call him Smashy.
Cute.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1-300-655-922.
The tables have turned here on the program. Usually Ari doesn't know what's going on and I'm surprising her left, right and centre with what's going on. She's all like, aw. But right now, I don't know what's happening.
The tables have turned. Okay, obviously, Adam, you know, you've been through it with me this whole year, going through a breakup of like 6.5 years. It's been pretty hectic for me.
You've got a boyfriend?
No. Like, I'm pretty sure I'd tell you that off air if that was the case. So it's been pretty hectic, you know, like, you know, things happen, you know, lives have been lost in some situations, family members and everything, and you've just been there for me the whole entire time. So I've got a gift for you.
Do you?
Yeah.
Aww.
Are you ready to receive a gift from me? Let me just double check if it's facing the right way.
Your phones are going.
Okay, so I'm filming as well, but here's a little gift for you, Adam. It's it's in a cardboard. It looks like a shoebox at the moment.
It's got a
pink bow on it.
Is that what you call them, bow?
Well, yeah, like
the spiky bow thing.
Yeah, for a present. It's a gift. It's a gift for you, with a question as well.
Are these shoes?
Maybe, maybe not. You got to open it. Are
you
ready?
I'm scared.
You can do this, Adam.
I'm not used to not knowing what's going on the program.
And a question for you.
I'm so scared to open this. Is there a spider in it?
But you've just been there with me.
No, what is it?
Every second.
No, you're what is it?
And I'm just so grateful. And
is there a spider in it?
There's no, I promise. I pinky promise there is no spider in it.
When you were off, by the way, there was a huntsman on my car window one morning.
Was there?
Talked all about it on the program.
Okay, let's just get back to the gift, please. Okay, you can... Okay, so there's something on the top of the box.
Is this a shirt as well? It says...
Can you read it?
What I'm reading right now says, "Will you be my emergency contact?" That's a shirt. It says that on a shirt. So you're going to put me down as your emergency contact?
Well, so as the coast knows, I don't have any family here. Yeah. And when you're 28, it's a little bit strange sometimes to still put your mum as your emergency contact.
And what can she do? She's in Adelaide.
Exactly.
She needs to whiz there real quick.
I know. So
you've come to the right place.
Thank you.
Pop me down, player.
Pop me down? Oh, Adam. Thank you.
Can you imagine the confused looks I'll get wearing a shirt that says, "Will you be my emergency contact?" Also, you've included some gifts in here. Thank you.
Yeah, so you've got some snacks for like Taste Test Tuesday.
Have you been to Pommy Poles?
I have been to Pommy
Poles.
You've
got Rebels and stuff in here. You're going to get them Pommy Poles.
Okay, but dig deeper. So take out the snacks.
Okay, milk.
Because emergency contact, now Turkish. That is a really... It's a tough gig, Adam, especially for someone as wild as me.
I'm in my 30s. I like responsibility. I get off on it.
Okay, and you know that we went to, you know, had a hens night. We were in Hobart, and it was pretty wild.
Yeah.
Sometimes you feel homesick, or sometimes, you know, you kind of need a lift home.
Thank you for all these snacks in here.
Okay. No problem. So you've got a little bit of a survival kit there.
Yeah. So this is for me to snack on while I'm driving to you.
Well, yeah, I guess rescue. So. You could say that. Yeah, to rescue me.
Right.
So you've got, you know, a little bit. What's in there?
Okay, we've got mouthwash, Panadol, toothbrush and paste. Oh, floss. I haven't flossed in a long time. I'll get some blood drawn from that.
Yep.
A mini Rexona, keep me fresh.
Yep.
And a first aid kit.
For the car. So this is all just in case I get stuck, because let's remember, I'm now single, so, you know, down the track, not just yet, but I may need to get picked up from somewhere.
Yeah.
You never know.
So I can snack.
So you may need to travel to go get me, or, you know, I might fall off my bike and need a Band-Aid.
And on the way, I can snack and sip on my iron brew.
Yeah.
And have a couple of revels. And when I get there, I've got the Panadols and the first aid kits.
Yeah, and you've got a kit as well in case, you know, if you have to travel and you're smelly or something. Oh, no one wants to sit with someone in the car that's smelly.
You've covered it all. And shower gel. Oh.
So you're accepting?
I'll accept this role.
Okay, so now that you've accepted, I've got something else for you.
Oh no. I thought it was safe.
This is now officially yours.
It's a mug that said I said yes on one side and the back saying to being Ari's emergency contact. So where did you find that? What store sells those?
Leafy Originals helped me out with that.
Yeah, I thought it might be custom made. And I
another T-shirt.
Another T-shirt that says, I said yes to being Ari's emergency contact. So it's all there in writing on
it's
the shirt.
It's all there in writing.
Legally binding.
You heard it here first.
Well, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh. Wow, thank you for the responsibility.
More than welcome, Adam.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Yes, I just said yes to being Ari's emergency contact. Got a whole gift package, and I'm going to... Can I have my iron brew now,
Ken? Yeah, you can. From Pommy Pools, IGA.
It's like a Scottish soda, this one. I've had it before. It's good stuff.
Oh, have you had it before? Because you like a sparkling drink, don't you?
It is like a soda. It's a sugary one, but it's...
is it? Mmm!
Iron brew! Up next, dog news.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1-300-655-922.
You know what I've got, Ari? Other than big energy. I've got dog news. Alrighty, Ari. Are you laughing because you know the explicit version of that song? Is that what you're laughing at?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, Ari. All seven puppies allegedly stolen from a family home in Adelaide have been returned to their relieved owners.
From Adelaide.
Yep, from your hometown.
What suburb?
I think I took it out of the article because it wasn't relevant. Christie's Beach?
Typical Christie's
Beach. Is it a high-crime area?
High-crime area.
Is it?
My brother also lives there.
Does he?
Yep.
Does he have a dog?
No, they got a cat.
See, if he had a dog, it would have been stolen. Mm. That's why he doesn't have one.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, most likely. A 37-year-old man allegedly broke in and took the seven Staffordshire Terrier Pitbull cross puppies and other belongings from a home between 4 p.m. April the 13th and 5 p.m. April the 14th. He was arrested and charged with serious criminal trespass and theft. After a 4-day police investigation, all seven puppies have returned home. It's been restless nights and tossing and turning, just hoping that we'd have all of them home because if we just received two or something back, we'd always wonder what happened to the rest of them and if they're okay, one of the breeders of the puppies, Tabitha, said. The 37-year-old man from Christie's Beach, which you hate, you've said
on
the air
here. I don't hate Christie's Beach.
Your own brother lives there and you hate it. He's accused of selling the dogs for $200 a pop. He nicked them and stole them. Wow.
He should have Googled prices of dogs before he did that.
Well, people often sell stolen goods for rock bottom prices, don't they? The owners are now focusing on replacing some of the other items they stole from their home. All seven puppies have been accounted for, but the puppies' owners did let one of the buyers keep their pooch. One of the buyers who bought it from the thief. Who obviously didn't know they were stolen. They've let one of them keep them. A home at Christie's Beach was searched on Saturday morning and two of the puppies were found. A third puppy was handed in to local police at about 4 p.m. and returned to the owner. The rest of the puppies were found on Sunday night, South Australian police said. The 37-year-old was bailed and will appear in court next month. So all's well that ends well, I suppose. And just avoid Christie's Beach is what Ari's saying right here on the radio.
I just want a dog.
Christie's.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog. Dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Should a man pay on a date?
Yes, okay.
Lots of controversy happening on the Facebook page.
All right, Kurt Palmer. If the man is expected to pay unfair balance in a relationship, what is the woman going to give to balance the relationship? Either it's 50-50 or she should expect to give something else later to create balance. Kurt? I don't think any woman should be expected to give anything for that. It's also why I like to buy my own drinks. So I know I'm out here ain't getting nothing from moon.
Oh, Kurt, you are so doomed.
Kurt, Palmer.
You are in trouble, Kurt. Zane has commented here. This is what Zane has commented. What if you're one of the other 85 genders? Good point, Zane.
Very good point. Your girlfriend chimed in as well. Nah, halves is better. And I don't feel anxious about them spending their own money, lol.
Yeah, equal 50-50. Mm. A lot of people bring in equality into the situation. Anyway, we'd love to know your thoughts. 1-300-655-922 at CFM Tasmania on Facebook. Next up, we're going to do word sanger. Two words. Guess the word in the middle.
I guess you could just ghost them if they don't pay.
Smooth.
Sanger. Something.
Alrighty, it's time to play Word Sanger. How would you like to tomorrow for Prize Giving Friday to walk away with a $50 voucher to Niche Plants? Walk away with some fresh new plants for the weekend. The new Niche Plants store is open in Shearwater. It's open 7 days. You could be winning that Prize Giving Friday. All you need to do is just tell us the word that goes in the middle of the Sanger.
At 1-300-655-922, our word machine Theo is a supreme gentleman, and he's got our words. What are they, Theo?
Your words for today are first and night.
First and night.
So easy.
First and night.
First something.
First.
Something night.
First and night.
Yeah, first something, something night. What is the something in the middle? At 1-300-655-922.
Think of that $50 voucher to Niche Plants.
First something.
You could buy a special someone something from there.
Something night.
Word Sanger. Something.
Justin from Devonport is on to play Word Sanger. Our word machine Theo will give you the words right now, Justin, and you tell us what goes in the middle. Here we go. Theo, what we got?
Your words for today are first and night.
What's that middle word, Justin?
Light.
It's not light.
It's not light. Sorry, Justin.
Sorry, mate.
Thank you.
Cheers, mate. Bye. Hello, CFM. Who's this?
Hello, you got Alana on the phone.
Alana. Where are you from?
Port Sorrel.
Oh, Port Sorrel player.
All right, Alana. Theo will give you the words. You give us the middle word.
Your words for today are first and night.
What do you reckon, Alana?
Is it date?
The word for my sanger is date. First date. No! Date night.
She's done
go,
it.
Go, Alana.
All right, Alana, yeah. Weigh in. What do you reckon? Should a man pay on the first date?
Why not?
You reckon
why
they should?
Why not? Live a little.
Yeah, but in saying that, we're pretty modern these days, so 50-50 or splitting the bill is always a fair thing to do as well.
If he offered, would you let him pay for it or would you insist on the 50-50?
Depends how good-looking he is.
Okay. So if he's good-looking, does he pay or does he not pay if he's good-looking?
He definitely pays because then I have to owe him something.
Oh, Alana.
Oh, Alana, you cheeky devil. Alana's on the same side as Kurt.
Yeah, she is.
Alana, you're on radio.
Thanks, Alana. Love your work. You're in the draw for the $50 voucher to Niche Plants. We'll let you know tomorrow if you've been drawn.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
I'll just grab your contact number, Alana.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
We're joined by Sue Bell. She's going to tell us a little more about the Launceston Freelance Festival, which is coming up. Thanks for being with us, Sue. What do we need to know about the Lonnie Freelance Festival?
Well, morning, and thanks for having me on. Well, the Launceston Freelance Festival is an opportunity for anybody who is freelancing or who's interested in freelancing, or, you know, self-employed, who wants to or wants to employ people who are freelancers and don't really know how to go about it. It's a big gathering of Australia's greatest and best freelancers who are coming to Launceston to talk about their careers, how to get started, how to, you know, get good clients, how to charge the right money, you know, for what you're worth, you know, not to undervalue yourself. There's workshops, there's lots of networking opportunities, there's all sorts of industry, freelance industries coming, or it's not really an industry, but like employment platforms, you know, if you are interested in being an IT freelancer or a music freelancer or, you know, a journalist or writer, there's like heaps of people coming who will teach you how to get started and how to look after yourself as a freelancer so that you make a great living from it.
And
so
even
the basis.
Yeah, even if you're into comedy or songwriting, there's workshops for that.
That's right. Really excited to have the North who are coming down from Adelaide to talk, and they're music entrepreneurs. And they basically started off, you know, with a lot of people who, a lot of young people who, you know, wanted to get into the industry and didn't know how. And they've built a really successful career as music entrepreneurs. So they're coming down to talk about how to get started. And they're running a songwriting workshop as well. So that's great. And with the comedy, we always have a workshop on how to do, how to write comedy, whether you're going to use that as, you know, a routine for something you want to do, or whether you just want to put some comedy in your writing, which always helps if you're writing an article and you want to put some humour into it. So, yeah, we have lots of workshops. Also, video editing workshops, like shooting your own video, marketing, design workshops. So it's all about upskilling as well. So freelancers don't have the opportunity to go to professional development like you do if you work for an actual organisation. So this is, you know, come along and learn some skills that you're going to need, you know, as a successful freelancer.
This is an absolutely fantastic opportunity for those on the coast to, you know, head to Lonnie for this event. It's happening on the 5th to the 7th of June. Early bird tickets are on sale now. When is the cutoff time for the early bird tickets?
So early May, about the first week of May, or until they sell out. And then there's also one-day tickets and 2-day for the full festival. So the it's $250 for an early bird, and that covers everything, you know, the 3 days as well. There's a network dinner and network drinks and then all the panel discussions and workshops. But if you can't come for 3 days, then there's 1 day tickets and 2 day tickets available as well.
That's amazing. And where can everyone go to get tickets?
So if you go to the website, so it's launcestonfreelancefestival.com.au, and it has the schedule there and all the speakers and then all the tickets. You just click on the link there and it'll take you to the different ticket, you know, 1, 2 day, 4 day passes.
Yeah, and there's prize money and vouchers to be won. How do people win those?
So if you come along, we've got a raffle and you can enter the raffle. And the voucher is a competition where you win some prize money, and that is if you want to submit an article or some images or a video around Launceston being a creative city, then that's what the prize is about. So if you go on the website, then you'll be able to see some details about that and how to enter.
Awesome. Thanks so much for telling us about it, Sue. It's the Launceston Freelance Festival. More information at launcestonfreelancefestival.com.au, and to get tickets there as well. Happening the 5th of June. Thanks, Sue.
Thank you.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now anywhere you are on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. Coming up this hour, we're going to catch up with Melanie from Lifeblood Tasmania again. See how they went over the Easter? They were looking for our own negative donors. They're a bit low on them. They really wanted them to come out. We'll see how they went. Chorus Kings, call and sing for your chance to win.
My favourite game of the day.
Yeah, it's a good one. We're also talking about whether the man should pay on the date. Keep your thoughts coming in at CFM Tasmania on the facey, or call us 1300 655 922. Birthday book on the way as well, so get your entries in, cfmtas.com.au, if you'd like to see how we pronounce those names.
Struggle Street.
And up next, Harry Styles. He's got a new album coming out. He's already released the single, but some of the songs have been leaked, according to the World Wide Web anyway. So we'll find out more next. First is the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Adam and Ari on CFM Morning, 7 past 8 as well.
Morning.
A red chili.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
There's rumours going around the Twitter sphere, like literally on Twitter, that Harry Styles' new album has leaked. That's his new one, as it was.
I love Harry.
Look, he's not bad, is he?
Oh, all the Coachella vibes.
God, he's released his album at a good time, though, because it seems like no one's releasing new music at the moment.
Yeah.
I've never seen a drier landscape of new music than right now, and Harry's straight to the top of the charts because no one else has released a single.
So the release date of the album is May 20th. And this leak provoked a since-deleted tweet from Sony on Wednesday. Ooh. So yesterday, but that tweet's now been deleted.
From the suits.
Yeah. So lots of the fans are going, they're going wild. They're like, do not listen to the album.
Yeah, see, I've been through many a Pearl Jam album release.
Yeah.
On the web forums.
Number one fan.
And when they leak, we just attack. We get straight on it. We listen.
Yep.
Low quality. Sometimes there's like a voice over the top of it. I remember when Eddie Vedder's first solo album came out, there was a voice at the start of every single song going, "Music on demand." And I listened to that version for years. So every song on that album, I always just think, "Music on demand" at the start of it.
Well, the fans are saying, do not listen to it.
The style fans are a bit more loyal.
He's worked too hard. Don't do it. Wait for the album release and support him.
Yeah, see, all last we listened straight away.
Aren't fans amazing?
Wow, his fans. The Pearl Jam fans, they leech straight on. They listen to the low-quality versions that are out too early.
Maybe that's just what you did.
Me and my buds on the web forums.
Oh, yeah.
All right. But if I was a...
So old school ad. Did you get on tape?
Yeah. We all traded it in the mail. Snail mail and all that. Trading.
No more.
We did, before YouTube, like we did used to trade DVD camera footage that people had shot in the audience.
Of Pearl Jam?
Yeah, we traded it through the mail.
Did you actually?
Yeah, I've still got a heap of them. I got rid of a lot of them because it's all on YouTube now, all these recordings.
Oh my God, you literally are Pearl Jam's number one fan, aren't you?
Yeah, number five or something, but there are some freaks out there.
So close though.
But yeah, Harry Styles and good on him for releasing some new music when no one else is.
Exactly.
What a clever boy.
Exactly. And honestly, his performance at Coachella, oh, so good. Shania Twain, like, what? That blew my mind.
Brought Shania out.
Oh, blew my mind. And his outfit was on point.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, so cool.
Still the One, didn't they? And Man Feel Like a Woman?
Yeah.
They did both of them together, didn't they?
So good, honestly. Nice work, it's literally spamming socials at the moment. And I'm like, ah, kind of wish I was at Coachella, to be honest.
You know what reminds me of COVID lockdown when we were locked down? Reminds me heaps of COVID lockdown.
Pearl Jam?
No, Harry Styles. This one.
I don't know if I could ever go without watermelon sugar. Hi, baby, do you...
I love that one.
I don't sit around on TikTok too much, but during COVID lockdown, I was on there a fair bit.
Yeah.
And that was making the
go
rounds.
Go again.
Gug in.
I don't know.
The original version of both songs is not the same without the other song.
No, it's not. I was actually singing to Watermelon Sugar the other day and went to sing and was like, oh, yeah, wrong bit.
Yeah, everyone just goes into baby do. Anyway.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 107.7 CFM.
Love, love, love.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Love,
happy
love,
birthday
love.
To me.
Love,
happy
love.
Birthday to me.
Got some birthday shout-outs for today, the 21st of April, submitted through the website cfmtaz.com.au. So they're all in the draw to win $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport, Marquees, Photo Booth, lots more. We'll draw that tomorrow too for Prize Giving Friday.
Okay, huge happy birthday to Layla from Quoiba. Happy 6th birthday to Mummy's Mini Me, My World, My Everything. We love you. Love always from Mummy and Big Brothers, Kobe and Bentley.
And we have Shaylee Nicholas from East Devonport. Happy birthday. Love, Jace, Cohen, Maya and Hayden.
Suzanne from Sprayton. To Mum, happy birthday. Have a great day. Love, Jess and Jared.
Another one for Suzanne Withers from Sprayton. To our amazing Nana, happy birthday. We love you so very much. Lots and lots of love from your grandson, Seth, Logan and Noah.
Another one for Shaylee from East Devonport. Love from your beautiful kids, Jace, Conan and Maya.
And Nadine Taylor from Devonport, one in here for her. Happiest of birthdays to my best beach buddy. I hope you have an amazing day. Love you to bits.
Mackenzie Smith from Penguin. Happy birthday to our special 9-year-old. We love you to infinity and beyond. Love Mum, Dad and Rainy.
Yep. Loving keeping it in theme with the Tim Allen. We had Tim Allen this morning for Who Dat. Obviously, that's why they put it in. Tyler Butcher from Penguin. Happy birthday, Tyler. Love from your cousins, Arani and Mackenzie.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's how you say it. Cool. Molly Bellchambers from Ulverston. Happy 16th birthday, Molly. Hope you have a wonderful day. Not sure the road is ready for you.
Keep an eye out for Molly Coast.
But we know you can't wait to get behind the wheel. Lots of love, Dad, Eb, Bailey, Ace and Finn.
And we have Nadine from Toy World Devonport from Sheffield. Nadine from Toy World Devonport from Sheffield. Happy birthday, Dino. Love your big sis. Remember, CFM Taz.
Yeah, Nadine, happy birthday from us too, by the way. HB. We've got to love Toy World.
Remember, cfmtaz.com.au to get those birthday entries in. Here's Pink.
Who knew?
Who knew on CFM? 21 past 8, Adam and Ari, morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Do we expect the man to pay on the first date? Hamish has commented. He's a bit of a supreme gentleman.
Okay, Hamish.
He said, typical women want equality but are just happy to line up for a free feed. He's a supreme gentleman, this Hamish.
So the reason why we're discussing this is a divorce lawyer has gone to TikTok with some dating advice. Now, pretty much says that the gentleman should always offer to pay. And if the woman doesn't, like, offer at all or say anything, it's a red flag.
Dumper.
It's not about actually the payment or who buys what. It's more like,
entitlement.
Yeah, entitlement.
I expect free stuff from you sort of thing. Yeah,
and also it also goes the same way with the gentleman expecting something in return if they do pay. So it works both ways. So anyway, this divorce lawyer has gone to TikTok with some relationship advice. So we'll take it to the coast.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, this guy on Fox News, Jesse Watters, has given out some dating advice. He was courting a colleague of his, I'm guessing at Fox News, whose name was Emma. His name's Jesse Watters, and he was saying about how he was courting her. He wanted to offer her a ride home, so he let the air out of her tires.
When I was trying to get Emma to date me, first thing I did, I let the air out of her tires. She couldn't go anywhere. She needed a lift. I said, hey, you need a lift? She copped right in the car.
Does she know this story?
No, she doesn't know this story.
Does she watch your show?
Now she does. Jesse Jr. does.
You're basically the Zodiac killer.
They're now married, so it works.
That's pretty smart.
Oh, you're in favour of it?
That's pretty smart, to be honest.
You reckon? You're in favour of that?
I wouldn't know what to do if someone let the tyres out in my car. I had a flat tyre, I'd be like, oh, dang.
Can you give me a ride? And then
I'd be like, oh, thank God I got that RACT roadside assistance.
Yeah, and then you marry the RAC guy.
Maybe.
Oh, so fellas, get yourself into the RAC if you'd like to pick up the ladies.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Call and sing for your chance to win.
Sing it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
We want you to sing it. We'll play a line of a song. If you know the next line, give us a buzz. That number is 1-300-655-922. If you get the verse right, or you're just full of energy and you're full of brains and you sound incredible, and you get the words wrong, we'll probably give it to them anyway. You'll be in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They are indeed local, just like us.
All right, again, phone number 1-300-655-922, and the line is...
And I'll miss you. Now I wonder if
Oh, we need the next bit, Ari.
Stop it.
We need the next bit, please. 1-300-655-922, Gaggy.
Yeah. And I miss you.
Now I wonder. What happens next in the song? What happens next, please? Go again.
Go on. And I miss you. Now
I wonder. What could possibly come next?
Who will ever know?
Do you know? 1-300-655-922 if you do. Player.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Right now we're playing Chorus Kings.
Take it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it. Hello, Jeremy. How you going, mate?
All right.
That's good. All right, we'll play the line for you.
Here we go. And I miss you.
Now I wonder. Go, Jeremy.
Fall into the sky. Do you think time would pass me by?
Oh, love it. Let's check the tape. If I could fall into the sky, do you think time would pass me by? Oh, correct all over the place.
Oh, well done, Jeremy.
And Naomi.
I did hear your voice in there.
Fantastic.
Well done,
harmony.
Naomi.
In harmony.
Well done. You're in the draw to win that $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher.
Yep.
Cheers, guys.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Joined on the phone by Melanie from Lifeblood Tasmania to chat about blood donation and, of course, plasma donation as well. Morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
How are you?
Super excited to talk more things about giving blood and donating plasma as well. Now, there's been so many public holidays. I mean, amazing for us as we have extra days off, but it's usually a tough time to get donors in to donate blood because they go away and obviously accidents on the roads and everything. So with the public holidays, like, how'd we go?
We did exceptionally well with the call-out that we did prior to Easter for people to come forward and donate. We were particularly looking for O-negative blood, which is the universal blood type that we can use for road traumas and things like that, where we don't get a chance to be able to test our IVs of that patient. So, but back-to-back weekends, again, we've got the long weekend this weekend for Anzac Day.
Yeah.
So we still have appointments in Burnie and Devonport that we desperately need to fill. So we're asking people to please call us on 13 14 95 to book an appointment.
Fantastic. And if people haven't donated before, can we give them a bit of an intro, an induction? Like, what happens? How does it work? What happens on the day?
Absolutely. So they're in safe hands. That's probably the most important thing to think of. We do have to fill out a donor questionnaire when you arrive, and that's there, obviously, to protect you and the people who receive your blood. You need to drink lots of water beforehand and on the day that you donate. You'll then go through an interview where we test your hemoglobin and your blood pressure to make sure that it's safe for you to donate. And generally that process will take about an hour from walking through the door, going through the questionnaire, having the interview, taking the blood. Having something to eat afterwards is also a really important aspect of donating blood.
And all the snacks are free.
They are indeed. Our donor centres have some lovely snacks and drinks. So it's definitely worthwhile to come through and donate and then sit down and relax afterwards and rehydrate and make sure that you have something yummy to eat before you head off on your way.
And what about after you leave the centre? Should you avoid lifting and drinking and that kind of thing?
Absolutely. So for the next 2 hours, you need to keep that bandage on your arm and stay hydrated. But then for the next 8 hours, don't do any heavy lifting. Again, drinking lots of water. Having something to eat. We also suggest not to sit in the direct sun. And if you are choosing to have a drink, to have something cold instead of hot, and please don't drink any alcohol. And then further to that, for the last 12 hours after you donate, no strenuous exercise or hazardous activities that could actually harm you or somebody else.
Yeah, okay. I'm having flashbacks to that time we gave blood. recently. I'm pretty sure we did not wait 12 hours, Adam.
Yeah, but...
That's bad.
But now we know. That's why we have Melanie on.
I thought it was just 2 hours. I was like counting down the 2 hour mark and I was like, that's hit the pub.
Yeah. Well, now we know, Ari.
See? Now we know, 12 hours.
No, we need to wait. We definitely need to wait.
My bad.
Yeah, see,
my
next
bad.
Time we'll do better.
Next time we'll do better.
Melanie from Lifeblood Tasmania, thanks for joining us. Just one more time, if people do want to donate, especially over the Anzac Day period, where can they go?
Obviously, we've got 4 donor centres in Tassie, but Alberni and Devonport are open. You can call us on 13 14 95 or visit the lifeblood.com.au website to book an appointment.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
Thanks,
all those
Melanie.
Gen Zs will be booking online.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Melanie.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Here we are, Thursday, Ari. We've made it to Thursday.
We sure have. Welcome.
Today, the hot debate has been, should a man pay on the first date? Earlier, Glenn from Somerset said this.
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
It should be equal... Or should the woman pay for the whole thing?
No, I think equal's yeah. the way to go.
And we had dear Alana from Port Sorrell. We loved her. She said this.
Why not?
You reckon
why
they should?
Why not? Live a little.
Yeah, but in saying that, we're pretty modern these days, so 50-50 or splitting the bill is always a fair thing to do as well.
If he offered, would you let him pay for it or would you insist on the 50-50?
Depends how good-looking he is.
Okay.
Ooh.
So if he's good looking, does he pay or does he not pay if he's good looking?
He definitely pays because then I have to owe him something.
Oh, Alana.
Oh, Alana, you cheeky devil.
Keep that hot debate going at CFM Tasmania on Facebook.
There's so many things to unravel in that, isn't there? I mean, as well, like if you think they're hot or if you've got a good connection and they pay the first date, it's an opportunity for the other person to go, hey, I'll get the next one.
Some people have said the rule is whoever asks the other one out has to pay.
Yeah, that is I think that's a fair rule too.
It goes like deep.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But, that definitely makes sense to me. But yeah, anyway, like lots.
Keep them coming in at CFM there. Tasmania. Loving reading all of them. Some controversial ones
so
too.
So many. I'm too independent for that, Vanessa.
Yeah.
Good job, Vanessa.
Yep. Very political, it's getting in there. Let's see a comment fight.
Don't encourage that, Adam. No, definitely not. Jody has said, I say yes, but I'm old-fashioned. So, yeah. Someone interesting has commented, Adam. Steph has commented, a friend of ours. I expected Jerry to pay on our first date.
Ooh.
Better take off my shirt.
Sorry.
Better take off my shirt.
Sorry.
Better take off my shirt.
Rag and Bone Man coming up. Mary J. Blige 2. Here's Super High and Nika following the sun.
Better take off my shirt.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
We're talking today about should the man pay on the first date. Now, yesterday I accidentally called someone that I went on one date with from Tinder because I was trying to get my sister Melanie on the phone and actually accidentally called Melanie, who I went on one date with. But because we're talking about dates and who should pay, should we ask her? I mean,
I think we have to.
It's a bit embarrassing for me, but you know, I'll do it for you.
Do it for the coast, please. And she was saying that she didn't know who you were.
Yeah, well, so was I. It took me a bit to figure it out, but I think she figured it out mid-call. And I was like, at the end, I was like, oh, hang on. God, here we go. You talk. I'm scared.
Hello?
Hello, Melanie.
Hi.
Hello, Adam and Ari again, our friend from yesterday.
Hello.
Welcome back to the show, Melanie.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, I do remember, I think, how I have your phone number.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I figured it out as well yesterday.
Sorry, what's that?
I figured it out as well yesterday.
Did you? Oh, cute. Yeah.
I didn't, by the way. Thank you for both keeping me in the dark.
Melanie, we're asking today on our show, and we thought maybe you could chime in, should a man pay on the first date?
Oh. Oh. Well, I don't think it should be an expectation.
Yeah.
But it's always nice to have them do that, but it shouldn't be like a requirement for them to do it.
Oh, yeah. See, now that is a modern woman. Yes! Go, Melanie! That's my vibe. I agree with that.
That's a good, I think I agree too. The man should offer.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be expected. I don't remember, Melanie, did I pay for any of your drinks?
I don't actually can't tell. I remember.
Yeah.
You probably did.
Let's just say I paid for all of them.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Every single one.
And I just gave you heaps of cash too.
Yeah.
And lots of presents and stuff. Because we don't remember, so that probably is what happened.
Yes, exactly.
You're just painting him as picture perfect right now. This is not okay. Oh, thank you so much, Melanie, and thank you so much for answering the phone again.
Yeah, thanks for being a good sport. Thanks, mate.
My pleasure.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks, bye. Oh, bless her.
She's actually great.
Hey.
I wonder if she could be my friend. Maybe we can call her back tomorrow and ask if she wants to be my friend.
There you go. See?
I do need friends.
Wheels are in motion here.
Yep.
All right.
I do need some new friends.
All right.
How'd you meet? Oh, Adam went on a date with Melanie and then we called her on the show by accident and then and then she became my best friend.
It's meant to be, that friendship.
Thank you. Go, Melanie.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
We've been asking today all over the place on the phones, on the Facebook, at CFM Tasmania, in the office as well, should a man pay on the first date? And we know that Rena at reception has a story. She told us.
She did tell us.
But we should call her and get her to say it, right?
Yeah.
So how do I call reception on this phone again? I always do it by accident, but then I never know how to do it for realsies.
Okay. Hold the phone up and just type in 100.
Okay. Is that right? That number, is that the right noise?
Oh, that doesn't sound like it when I'm in my office.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Snoopy.
Hey, darling. How can I help you?
Ren, what's
Ren,
up?
Ren, Adam and Ari.
We're sitting here. We want to talk to you because we're talking about should a man pay on the first date, Ren.
So, yeah. Fess up, Brenna, what happened?
This is not here. That was like way back when I was still in the Philippines. I went like on a date and then he told me, why did you order an expensive drink? Starbucks, expensive? Like, come on, man.
What did you do when he said that?
I was like quiet. Shy before, so I was just like, oh, okay, I'm paying this one anyway. And then he said, would you mind getting a cheaper meal?
Oh, the meal too.
Given that he is a pilot. You know, when you say a pilot, you assume that, oh, I got lots of money.
Yeah, pilot, cash money. Yeah, ka-ching, and still didn't want to pay for your drink because it was too expensive.
Yeah, and would like to order a cheaper meal. So what I did was put the money in the, you know, in the movies, you put the money in the table, and then I just walked out.
Go, Rena.
And I blocked him on Instagram.
Hey.
Power move.
Nice work. Let's give her a cheer.
Power move. Well done.
That's our Rena.
Go, Rena.
What
and
do
last...
you think of me, poor?
Yeah. Go, Rena. And last question. Have you been spreading rumours around Splash?
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, who have you been talking to at Splash?
We got a call this morning, someone asking us to go down there for some, what was it, exercise
like
in the pool?
The water? Combat?
Oh, yeah, last night. I think it was Julie. She said, get Ariel and Adam to come up here and join us.
I said, Julie, what about a 3:30 class?
Yes.
And she said, no.
3:30 a.m. We want one at a.m., 3:30 a.m.
I was like, Julie, I can't do 6:30. It's my bedtime. And she was like offended.
Yeah, because I told her they are already sleeping by that time, like 7:30. The aqua combat finish at 7:30.
Yeah, too late.
Yeah, too late
she's
for
still,
us players.
She's still cold this morning.
But she saw you, that you walked the dog. Ooh. Early in the morning, that's why.
Mm. Yeah, but like... I'm finished walking the dog early in the morning too.
So that was the benchmark. That's why she wanted you to go there early in the morning or like, you know, whatever.
Okay, well, we did ask her if they host a 3:30 a.m. aqua aerobics class. I will be there. So Splash, come on. Open your doors.
There's a Sunday one at 9, so that's your night.
See you then at 9.
Sweet.
Thanks, Rena.
Bye.
Bless her cotton socks. Always there for quality content.
Guess who's got your workday hits next?
Better take off my shirt.
Ooh, watch out, fishy boy.
He's filling in for Takesha next. Bye.
Bye.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
There you go.
There you go. How about that, eh?
Well, that's the show in all its glory right there.
What an absolute banger of a show.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Pretty good. What are you going to do next week?
I have no idea. I am scared. 100%. I haven't had to press the buttons in a little while, so I'm scared about that. Mm. So starters, I have to press the buttons next week.
Yep.
Second of all, I have to actually know what I'm talking about. And I also have to make sure I run on time.
On time for news and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
And like the new games and stuff, like... My confidence in that has definitely dropped.
I'll chuck all the Whodats, the library, in a folder for you, ready to go. So that's sorted. You just pick them. You only need four. You've only got 4 days to get through.
Yeah.
Short week again.
Thank you, darling.
That's all right.
But besides that, yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm looking for a co-host for next week, so.
Do you need me to leave you Melanie's number? You wanted to be her friend.
Actually, if you could, that would be great. I wouldn't mind sending her a text message. It's really hard to make friends as an adult, but I feel like no shame. I just text and go, hey, it's Arielle. Want to be my friend?
Mm.
She'd probably be like, no.
Stop contacting me every day.
Yeah, stop contacting me. But you see, Olvi, like, perfect. My antenna's beige. So close.
Pretty close, yeah. Pretty close. There you go. So
yeah, pretty cool.
Keep an eye out for
Ari. Hey, we're going to go to basketball tonight. Don't forget.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff to do today. We've got to meet Jerry about winning an award. Got to meet with the GM about a new contract. Got to go to the Northwest Thunder.
Yeah, busy day.
Tune in tomorrow at 6 to hear the result of all that drainage.